Week Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Reports of gasoline shortages in the wake of Hurricanes Gustav and Ike rolled in last week and over the weekend from throughout the southeastern United States. A Tallahassee, Florida TV station reported that 80 to 90% of local gas stations were out of gas on Monday. South Carolina Now Multimedia News reported some gas stations there were running out of product, and prices rose up to 80 cents per gallon in 24 hours as Ike approached Galveston and Houston last week. As far north as Maryland, the Baltimore Sun reports, a convenience store chain said 25 of its 30 stores in the region were out of gasoline. And west to Knoxville, Tennessee, gas pumps were closed, and those stations that had gas were selling it for up to $5.50 a gallon, according to a comment posted to the website theoildrum.com. And yet, oil prices have dropped, closing below $100 a barrel on Monday for the first time in half a year. What's going on? Well, I'll begin with a caveat. We can observe prices and note what else is happening in the world, and then try to tell a story that makes sense of it all. A lot of things are happening at once, however, and controlled experiments just aren't possible. That said, what's a plausible explanation for falling world oil prices while gasoline prices are rising and shortages are occurring in parts of the U.S.? Paradoxically, the same supply and demand forces explain both trends. Gasoline is in short supply because Gulf Coast refineries closed down in preparation for Hurricane Gustav, and then again for Ike. Some refineries didn't start running again between the landfall of the two hurricanes, and many of them still haven't reopened, as of Monday. Gulf Coast refineries supply gasoline and other refined petroleum products to pipelines serving much of the U.S. The U.S. also imports a lot of gasoline refined abroad through ports in New Orleans and other parts of the Gulf Coast. Most of the refineries are expected to be running again within 1 or 2 weeks. Some expect it to take considerably longer than that to relieve gas shortages and bring the price back down. John Hoffmeister, former president of Shell Oil, told the Washington Times that he expects the U.S. to be in what he says is a world of hurt from gasoline shortages for the next 4 to 6 weeks. He called for gasoline rationing not only in the Southeast, but as far north and west as Denver and the upper Midwest. So that's easy enough to understand. The weather takes out gasoline supplies, so prices increase. How come oil prices continue to fall then? That's also related to supply and demand. It's refineries that buy crude oil, not consumers. The hurricanes closed over a dozen refineries, so they weren't buying crude oil. The economy is slowing down in the U.S. and other major industrial nations, which also puts downward pressure on crude prices. Of course, the Gulf hurricanes also shuttered nearly all of the U.S. Gulf of Mexico oil production facilities, and a couple oil platforms were reported to be adrift after Ike passed through. I haven't yet seen a detailed damage assessment. So while oil production is temporarily down in the Gulf, apparently it's not down enough to boost world oil prices. Oil is a limited resource, and the world may already have passed the peak in oil production. The gasoline shortages we're seeing now, and how they play out in the rest of the economy, can give us a taste of what we're likely to experience as world oil production declines. Strangely enough, the gasoline futures market seems to expect the effects of the hurricane to have dissipated by next month. October gasoline futures continue to drop, and they're almost below $2.50 a gallon. To translate that into price paid at the pump, add 80 cents or so for state and federal taxes and other factors. But it's still quite a drop for regions experiencing gas at $5.50 a gallon, when it's available at all. If the future traders are right, we can expect abundant gasoline supply and lower prices before the November U.S. elections. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, whose leaders enjoy close ties with George W. Bush's family, resisted calls to cut production made by other OPEC member nations at a meeting on September 9th. Continued full-out oil production in the face of withering demand is a recipe for pushing oil prices downward worldwide. If the Gulf gets hit by another big hurricane this year, however, all bets are off. There are 6 weeks left in what's considered the Atlantic hurricane season. I'm Carl Ettinger, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.